Hello and welcome to a very short, brief, happy holiday winter break episode of Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and I really don't have a lot to say to you guys. Normally, this is what I say. This is a not safe for work podcast. We use pseudonyms to stay anonymous so we can talk about our jobs and try to keep them. I do want to give a special thank you to all of our Patreon donors out there. If you're interested in hearing extra episodes, bonus content, all that great stuff, join the Patreon for Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. There's at least an extra episode every month and lots of bonus stuff. And so I thank our sponsors, patrons right now. Let's start with Kate C, Sam B, India G, Lucy P, Mary E, Jamie B, Hope H, Aaron D, Kristen W, Vanessa J, Mary C, Haley M, Barry N, Rylan L, Catherine S, Perla C, Kelsey W, RJR, Cara T, Kristen C, Amanda T, Johanna H, Tony and Christina K, Irma A, Rebecca J, Melissa M, Lisa S, Casey B, and Sarah N. Teacher Needs a Drink podcast comes out every Wednesday. We'll be taking a break during the holidays and is sponsored proudly by Ludlum Dramatics. I'd like to thank all of our friends out there who have been leaving nice reviews for us. The 5 stars are amazing and help us out. And of course, all the patrons. Guys, so this is just a really short holiday winter break episode, but there is a sneak preview for some of the stuff that's exclusive for Patreon after. I don't know if you guys ever listened to the Easter eggs after we finished talking after the episode. Well, today's Easter egg is like the first 5 minutes of our Patreon episode. So if you like it, you can go to Patreon and you get to hear it for as little as $5 a month, or you get lots of swag. Okay, that's my sales pitch. Please have a happy holiday. Thank you guys for being with me as I got through COVID. Thank you guys just for being out there and being you and teaching and keeping it up. All right, enjoy episode 65, the holiday episode. So I was got off work and I was watching Narcos, and then I was like, oh shit, we're doing podcast tonight. And so here I am. I like Narcos. It makes me feel like I can understand Spanish, but it's really just the subtitles I understand.
I would climb Pedro Pascal like a goddamn tree.
He's kind of got like a Burt Reynolds thing going on.
You know, I don't like mustaches, but I'm gonna make an exception.
He's got the Burt Reynolds thing. I mean, that he's like a skinnier, darker Burt Reynolds.
I don't know how I feel about that statement.
I love him in Kingsman: The Golden Circle because he has a lasso and a cowboy hat. And I'm like, Daddy.
He was in that?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, well, here we go. All right, folks, welcome to a very short, very special Teacher Needs a Drink mention. I don't know what I'm saying here. But I'll make a little clear. Welcome, and we just wanted to take a quick moment. We're not going to do a full episode. There is a brand new episode just for the Patreon folks. But for you guys, I just want to wish you a happy, happy holidays from all of us here at Teacher Needs a Drink. To all of you, I want you to have the best Happy New Year ever, because we're putting this dumpster fire and Betsy DeVos behind us moving forward. And I want to give a couple of the other hosts a chance to say goodbye and Happy New Year and all that good stuff to you. So, Bunny, do you have anything to say to the people?
I do. We just want to say we love you and thank you for sticking with us through this train wreck dumpster fire of a year. You guys have brought us so much inspiration and so much. So many things to be thankful for in the midst of the train wreck. So it is a tradition in Ireland that on the new year, at midnight on the new year, you open your door to let the old year out and the new year in. And so this year, I would encourage you to open every damn door and window that your house has.
Amen.
Escort that shit right on out the door, and let's welcome in a bright new year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Work. Lucille, what about you?
Well, I would definitely want to wish our listeners just the happiest of happy of New Year's, because if we made it this far, we can push through to brighter, airier, lighter times, because it's coming. It's absolutely coming. I am very faithful that it's just going to be so much better. Happy holidays. I wish everyone the best.
Yeah. And Shirley?
I'm so thankful that y'all let me be a part of this podcast this year. It's been such a crappy, shitty year, but this has been just a bright point of my week. And it's meant the world to me. It's been wonderful for my mental health. And so my wish for all of y'all for this year is that you warm your hands by the fire of the dumpster fire of the year and feel the warmth in your soul. And then you take that warmth and you shove it down the throat of this bullshit year, and you make 2021 your bitch. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Well, happy holidays.
Everyone.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Go trim your tree.
Cheers. That's what we say.
Cheers. Cheers.
All right, my friends, thank you for joining us for another short bonus happy holiday episode of Teacher Needs Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs Drink Podcast will come out every Wednesday during the normal school year. We did keep going all over last summer. Maybe we'll do it again this summer. But right now, we got a good thing going. We love you guys. It's very therapeutic for us to be able to talk to you. So if you're interested in supporting Teacher Needs Drink Podcast, you can join us at Patreon for as little as $5 a month. You get lots of extra episodes, bonus content, interviews with us, and you get to play Among Us with the host, which is lots of fun. You can also get lots of swag and other bonus items. So that's about all I got. I'd like to thank our hosts that were with me to help record this short message, Miss Bunny O'Hare, Miss Lucille Lane, and Miss Shirley Temper. And big thank you to Miss Shirley Temper for carrying the show for the last 2 weeks while I was out with COVID. COVID sucks, guys. Insist your kids wear masks. Really, do it. Okay, happy holidays. You're not alone. We love you, and cheers. Oh, yeah, and you can stay tuned to hear, you know, a little preview of the Patreon episode we recorded. All right, bye. It surprised me. I just wasn't expecting it. I'm just going to grab a random card out of this deck, though, and hopefully it won't suck. So here we go. We'll go ahead and just get started. Welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink special Patreon Happy Holiday New Year exclusive. Hooray! I am so glad that we are done teaching for 2020. But first, before we go any further, I want to welcome the hosts who are on this episode with me today. First, Ms. Bunny O'Hare.
Buzz, your girlfriend, Wolf.
And also joining us today, Miss Lucille Lane.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
And also joining us, the host for the person who saved my butt when I was sick for the last 2 weeks, Miss Shirley Temper.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Christmas is all around us. And so the feeling grows. That was for you, Bunny. You hate that movie so much.
I hate that movie with a violent rage.
What is that?
It's Love, no Actually. One of my favorite Christmas movies.
Oh, I like is it the wedding where they start playing All You Need Is Love?
Yes.
I like that scene. They got that from Jim Henson's Funeral, which I thought was really sweet.
Yes.
If you ever want to cry, watch Jim Henson's Funeral on YouTube.
Bunny hates Love Actually with the fire of a thousand suns. So I specifically was like, I have to do Love Actually for the holiday episode just for you.
When I heard you say it was like a movie you hate for Christmas, I was like, oh, it's got to be Nightmare Before Christmas, because that's the stupidest thing ever. But so many people like it.
A whole theory, if you're ready later, about what your favorite Christmas movie says about you.
So, okay, go for it.
Mine is like Silent Night, Deadly Night.
I do like that one. Is that the one where it's Trash Day, or is that Silent Night, Deadly Night 2?
Okay.
Because Silent Night, Deadly Night 2, like the first hour is Silent Night, Deadly Night 1, right?
Yeah, it's like I just watched the second one in bed like the other night, and it was worse than I remember it being. But the first one's definitely better than the second one.
My jokes are very specific. I hosted a socially distanced drag show at the beginning of December, and one of my I always write killin' time bits because, you know, sometimes costume changes take longer, or there's, you know, they need a break or something. So I did choose some specific Christmas movies, and these are what your favorite Christmas movies say about you. So if your favorite Christmas movie is Home Alone, I would probably be really good friends with you, but you have some trauma that you need to address in your life. Or you probably already have a therapist or counselor, let's be honest.
That is thoroughly accurate.
Right? If your favorite Christmas movie is The Nightmare Before Christmas, you need to stop shopping at Hot Topic. You collect Funko Pops, and you watch it for Halloween, not for Christmas.
Is Hot Topic still a thing?
I love that. Yes, I still struggle
with Hot Topic. Did they start selling like vibrators, or is that Spencer's?
That's Spencer's.
Spencer's.
It's always been Spencer's.
But no, when I was a kid, there was like cards in the back and like racy posters of like girls in bikinis, but they didn't actually have any kind of like sex toys.
They do now.
They do now though. So, okay.
Okay. So if your favorite Christmas movie is A Christmas Story,
that's mine.
My Chemical Romance still excites you.
Oh, no.
You're a millennial with probably ironic facial hair, and you probably need to take a shower right now.
Oh, my God. That's so accurate. I'm just joking.
I do need a shower, but my facial hair is just there. It's because I'm lazy.
But you have it.
I do. I don't like My Chemical Romance, though.
Okay. If your favorite Christmas movie is Elf, you were a virgin for an awkwardly long period of time. Where's the lie? I've got two more. If your favorite Christmas movie is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, you're my dad. You're not my daddy. You're literally a boomer named Mr. Temper. I was about to say my dad's real name. Oops. But you're literally my dad. You're an old white guy, if that's your favorite Christmas movie. And my last one, and this got the biggest laugh, was if your favorite Christmas movie is Die Hard, you're trying too hard. It's not a Christmas movie.
What if it's Batman Returns?
It's a movie set at Christmas. It's not a Christmas movie.
What if my favorite movie is A Muppet Christmas Carol?
You have excellent taste. It's the only Christmas Carol movie as far as I'm concerned.
So which movie says, like, you're like a middle-aged gay man?
White Christmas.
Okay, that's me. That's me then.
I didn't even hesitate.